kind of progress today. We're discussing something which I found in the Sefer called Ksuba Kilchasa. He was telling us why it is that the minhag is in so many places, especially by us, we make the Kabbalah's Kinyan of a Ksuba for the Chuppah, which has all kinds of problems. Look, according to our Moshe, it's invalid. Let's start with that. Because you can't do it before the Kiddush. Okay. Even if you go against our Moshe, which we had many riots against, it still looks bad. It's Magazine Kashikra, even though it's not really. Why do it in the first place? This is why. What the Israeli minhag seems to be so much better. Makes so much more sense. I read you as follows. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbo say, Sunday, everyone have a Shulchan Aruch, please. You know, yep, with you. Ebenezer, either the whole thing, or at least from trying it from noon until Kuf Yud Ches, or Samach Vav the Kuf Yud Ches, at least, that comes mostly in Aramakomis. There it is as follows. That we have to have a ksuba before the yichud. We can't buy yichud. We're not talking about yichud over here. What yichud? What's the yichud? What's the problem? Right, as follows. Chayshina, we're afraid that there were those who maintained as an isur yichud from the moment of nisuin. Hay isur chayil mitchilas chalos anisuin. But he goes further than that. Umiyad in Gemara Kiddushin Chayil Alayu Torah Nisuin Adachup Hashemei Aleihem. Two Tamidim said this yesterday. So you can't blame him for saying the same thing. I want to tell you again, it's not true. I showed you the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, but the Gemara thereafter, which said that a person, if he wants to not have certain financial rights to his wife's property, has to say in a window of opportunity, between Erisin and Nisuin, Din of Dvarim, Elim, and a Chasayach of a Parasain of a Paras, Parasain at all. I told you, Rav Nissen Karelitz, give a cue card to a Chosin to say it, after they put the ring on the finger, before they said the Shevet Brachos. And I believe Rav Nissen Karelitz is correct. However, to be honest, I once discussed with Rav Asher Weiss, he thinks that it's incorrect. He agrees with this super kill Chosin. At the minute you put the ring, you put the ring on the finger, you're under the chuppah, bang, you're already considered to be in the suah. And if that's the case, you put two and two together. There are those who say if she's in the suah, is an Easter, even if it's not yichud proper. Any nisuin without a proper ksuba is a problem. And therefore, there's no alternative but to write the ksuba and sankapi mekabel kinyan before you step under the chuppah. And there are those who claim that the opposite custom that existed was as follows. In the olden days, they would put the ring on the finger just outside the chuppah. Okay? Just outside the chuppah. But it's hard to believe that such a thing existed. In any event, so the idea over here is write the ksuba in advance. So therefore, the second you put the ring on the finger, this kiddush, and then you assume the masachas, but I'm equipped with my ksuba. That's the reason which is given over here for the minhag that we have primarily here in the United States. That's what he says. If Mamzik Kashikra, it's not such a big deal. I asked you to see Gemara Masechta Kiddushin. I think it's Gemara Masechta Kiddushin, if you ask me, it seems to me, I don't know how you have this one, is a Raya Barura to what we call considered the opinion of Rove Poskim against Rav Moshe. How much Rav Moshe does with this? I think it's on the Maram HaKomets, if I'm not mistaken. The Gemara on Masechta Kiddushin. We're not going to be the entire whole sugya, but just a little bit. Daf Nun Amud Beis. See what it says. Again, what happens over here? Just because you find a ksuba, we should assume she's married? My habila. Om Ramashi. Be asked with the Makachi, the Hodda Kasvi ksuba. In a place where they first took Kiddushin and then they write the ksuba. And we see the ksuba which is stage two. Chayshinan. If they have a place where they write the ksuba first before the kiddushin, lo chayshinan. katsi lo de makatsi. What does it mean? Now, we say a sog suba. I have to assume it means a signed suba. An unsigned suba. That means nothing. Right? A signed suba. How do you sign the suba according to our Moshe before the Kiddushin? The suba before the Kiddushin, whatever you commit yourself to, it is meaningless. Because she's not yet met your wife. I'm sure if the Moshe will call it Torah Kul, I'm sure he has some kind of answer for this. But on the simple level, this Gemara seems to indicate, okay, seems to me therefore, that this is a defense of our custom. I think it's an excellent custom that we have. I'm not about to give it up. I think our custom is an excellent custom. Fine. So now, we were discussing yesterday the issue of where you write a ksuba. Let's just spend a little bit of time. This is sort of an easy topic because there's only a few minutes this year. We'll tackle an easy topic, okay? An easy topic. And that is the place of the ksuba. We already saw the Gemara yesterday and the Rush. You're supposed to put the place of the ksuba where the actual kinyan is going to take place. That's where it belongs. And therefore we said, that we saw the Rush yesterday. It's not about where you write it. It's really where you sign it. Where you sign. Fine. So you'll say, I write ksubas over here in New York, and I get married, and I write on Tinek. Do it that way. So the Sefer Mishpat HaKsubas says, well, I want to be a machmir, and I want to wait till I get to the wedding hall to do it there. Don't do it, because you do it there, you'll make mistakes. You'll be in too much of a rush. That's what you write. I think you're 100% right. The people who write the Kanakas, they write ksubas. I mean, the Dorim did it all the time. Rav did it, Rav Moshe did it. Everybody did it. Because they didn't necessarily meet with the Chosn Kala beforehand. Because I always try to meet Chosn Kala beforehand. I always try to write the Ksuba in advance. Huh? But he says, don't postpone the writing of the Ksuba so you can write Tinek in Tinek. No! You can write Tinek in New York as long as it's not signed in Tinek. I said, I have a push based upon the rush that we had seen yesterday in Masech the Gittin. Okay, that's what we saw. It's interesting, the Ran that I asked to see also in the Ma'am Akamas, the Ran of Masech the Gittin says, the Gemara is talking there about a shtar raya. Now, it's important to understand this. We'll be going forward next week all about this. There are two kinds of shtaras in the world, Rabbi Osai. A shtar raya and a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan is a get, kiddushin, mechira, matana. These are all considered to be in the category of shtar kinyan. Something is effective. Actually affected by what you're doing. Where do I find the Ran on the Riff? I mean, you're losing this. Can you help me out? Say, be halacha is the Riff. Do you remember from last time? Where's the Riff? Let's tell me if I can find it. Anyone remember? Come on, guys.
The Riff is under the Mefarshei
Bavli. Oh, it is? I was just there before. I didn't find it. Where's Riff? Riff. Where is it? I'm just not seeing things here. Anybody? You gotta help me out, guys. There's no Riff if there's no Run. Anybody? Okay, so you don't have it. You let me know by next week. I know where to find the Riff. We had a Riff last year, whole year. Where? Find it for me. So the Ran is over there. Let's just get it straight. What's a Shtar Kinyan? Again, a Get, Kiddush, Shtar Kiddushin, a Shtar Mechira, a Shtar Matana. These are all considered Shtar Kinyan. They affect something. Create a marriage, create a divorce, create a sale, create a gift. Well, this is Talmud Bible.
Yeah.
No, that's what I want. I want the Riff.
Yes.
Oh, Riff, and I was like, yeah, how can I get in front? I missed it. I apologize. I was looking in the wrong place. Forgive me. I really want the Ran. Where's the Ran? Balaban, Balamor. Haran, finally. I apologize for this extra delay. The Ran is in Masech the Gittin. The Rabbanim is Sefer Gittin. It's on the Makoros. I hope you saw it for now. It says here, Mem Bezem and Aleph. Was it Ransay? It's an important. Watch this. The Ran says the following again, the distinction between Shtar Kin and Shtar Raya. If I can find it. Umiyu Dafka Bishtori Flo Aknaiso. The Kaven Shakosun Ben Bayom Shinichta Vashtar. Him Enim Kosun Makom Shom Devo Bishas Tivoso. Merzi Kishikra. It's a lie. Abu Bishtari the Aknaiso, which means it was the Kabbalah's Kenyan. The Kas Vyoma the Konibe, Yesh La Nichtov Asher the Konibe. The Lomas Chazak Shikra. So the Olam Yesh La Nichtov Amokashi Olam, but also Yom Shikosu Bishtar. In other words, what he's saying over here, it was a knais, there was a Kenyan Suda. It was a Kenyan Suda. Who needs the Shtar B'chlal? The Shtar is only serving as a Raya. The Kenyan is effectuated some other way. How? By picking up a handkerchief. So then you're supposed to write the place where the handkerchief is going to be picked up. So in other words, for example, I'll give you the following example. Halakha L'maisa. A ksuba was written. Fine. In Tinek. Everyone lives in Manhattan, in New York. They find out the next day that the ksuba was puzzled. So you have to rewrite the ksuba right now. Okay, well, we went, it was, it got married at night, now it's the same day, it's all the same day. And I write down Tinek. But I'm starting in New York. It doesn't matter. All I'm testifying is the Kanina Minator, they picked up the handkerchief in Tinek, which they did. Because all the Shtar is doing is a riot, is a proof. The result is achieved by virtue of the Kenyan. But the Shtar is only a Raya, Rabosai. Our Ksubas are Shtare Raya, because everything is accepted with the Kabbalah's Kenyan. So if you write the place where the Kenyan took place, Rabosai, and not the place where you're standing right now. You had a Shtar Mechira, Matana, Get Kedushin, you write the place which is where you're in right now. Now, of course, if it's delivered immediately, so the sale is done right now. Let's say it's not delivered immediately, be it a Gather Kiddush, we don't have a Shtar Kiddush anymore, or a Shtar Mechir Matana, doesn't matter. Here's the place where it started. Here it started, and now it's going to be given somewhere else, doesn't matter. Here is a place where you have a right to write this document based on the authorization of the individual who wants to effect the marriage, the divorce, the sale, the gift. So I sign it right here, not anywhere else. This is what the Ran explains. Okay? So now, it's important to understand how do we write in a ksuba. So just spend a few minutes. I can't go into the details now. First of all, there's no time. I'd say, well, there's too much to be spoken about. Just a little bit. So if you look in your ksuba that I gave you out, it says you write in a certain place. If you look in Shas Bavli, it keeps using a word for a place. And that word is Masa. Mem, Saf, Aleph. Now what is the word Mem, Saf, Aleph? On a simple level, it means a place. And therefore, if you look in the Rabbeinu Yechiel, one thing we've shown him, in his Seder Eris and Nisu, and he says, always write Masa. Is any called a place? Masa Tinek, Masa Spring Valley, Masa whatever else people write. They have all these newspapers. They're Masa Garfield. The weddings that happen these days. Masa. I'm asking a question. Are these places? Are they cities? Are they towns? Are they villages? And I fill out a marriage license. It says city, town, or village of. I have to ask, what is it? I don't know. Do I know how to incorporate a city? I have no clue. You write Masa, you're safe. You write ear, or you write kfar, right? So you're not safe. It may be an ear, you wrote kfar, maybe kfar, you wrote ear. No good. So therefore, you should write down the word masa. Some have a custom, they leave it out completely. That's most people today here. Minish and Monica, Brooklyn, New York. I say, oh, I don't know, if you went to Brooklyn. No one said the word masa. I try to put the word masa because that's a traditional word. Now, there's a couple of small comments on Malcolm, Mitzvah. Sunday, you'll have a Shulchan Aruch, we'll be able to discuss something more fundamental than we were supposed to discuss today. And again, I apologize for being late. What if I'm close to a city and I have a separate name? Can I write the main city? For most of the children about this. Anyone ever been to Baltimore? Have you been in the town of Baltimore? You've been there? You know anything about it? Something called Pikesville. Right? It's the outskirts of Baltimore. So Ramosha has a tshuva about this. Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf. He says, it's okay if people call it Baltimore, you write Baltimore. There's another interesting example based on Shas. Kiryas Arba. Near Hebron. You can write down Hebron. However, it all depends upon how people call it. Lashon B'nei Adam. In parts of the city. Parts of the city. He gives an example in Eretz Yisrael. You ever have Modi'in? I told you, the third biggest city one of these days in Eretz Yisrael. It's very beautiful and big. You ever have Modi'in Elit? What's Modi'in Elit in our language? What do we call it?
Kiryat
Sefer. Two completely different populations. Completely different. And they're machbar on the difference, both directions. So you write down Modi'in Elit in plain Modi'in, you write down Modi'in in Kiryat Sefer, probably possible. Because they're known by different names. They're known by different names. And I told you before, Lakewood. There was a case where somebody said Lakewood is possible. No! Everyone knows a Jewish Lakewood is Lakewood, New Jersey. With all due respect to the Morosham in Lakewood, Pennsylvania. No. The poskim say, if there's no makom at all, it's also kosher for the evidence. It's no worse than no makom, yes.
What if you're in a place like Riverdale, can you write the Bronx?
Very good. In Riverdale, I write Bronx. Because Riverdale is just a neighborhood. Neighborhood. Even though people like to, we don't want to be part of the Bronx. You know, people write that, they write the post by Riverdale, New York. It's garnish. It doesn't exist. It's part of the Bronx, but you know, it's pastish to be, you know. There's a wedding hall called the Marina. Marina Del Rey, a beautiful wedding hall just there. If you get an invitation, you'll never say Bronx. We'll say Throgs Neck or Throgs Neck, New York. There's no such thing. But the word Bronx has such a stigma. They call it Throgs Neck, New York. If you go to any wedding, I've been to many weddings where no one ever writes Throgs Neck on the ksuba. Nobody. They're all writing Bronx. Because it's in the Bronx! You like it or not, it's in the Bronx. Riverdale's also in the Bronx. I don't write down Riverdale. I write down Mechbinish, get a hype offense to you. I write down Riverdale, you know, the Lord opens up. I write down Bronx. Okay,
West
Bronx.
West Lawrence versus Far Rockaway.
Interesting story about West Lawrence. The Sula Tereb, I told you the story, he created a new entity, doesn't really exist. In my opinion, with all the Mechilas called the Sula Tereb, you still write down Far Rockaway. Now it's interesting, Far Rockaway is known as a separate community within Queens. What are you doing in Terrace? Terrace in the Park? What do you write? I just don't get married there. I wrote down Queens. Because if you know Terrace in the Park, what is it? It's Corona, it's Flushing, it's Queens. Yeah, technically, but no one called Queens. Queens is safe. But Far Rockaway is distant from the rest of Queens. It's known by itself. If you live in Far Rockaway, you live in Queens. If you live anywhere else in Queens, you say I live in Queens. Same way, Brooklyn. No, I've never been hundreds away. I never heard from the right Borough Park, Flatbush, Crown Heights. Everybody's down Brooklyn. That's how it's known, Brooklyn. You know, where do you live? You could say Borough Park, but you could also say Brooklyn. No, it's going to be funny. Same with Queens. You look at, which part of Queens? Far Rockaway. Fine. It's part of Queens, but no one calls it that. So Far Rockaway is called Far Rockaway, and Queens is called Queens. By the way, this is also true in Hillel's Gittin, which we're not discussing right now. But in Hillel's Gittin, they also have these papers. Ksuba is not exactly the same as the Get. We should try to write it as proudly as possible, although I spell things my way on Ksubas, where in Gittin they're stuck with the pronunciation of 100 years ago. For example, in Gittin, they'll still write to this day, you're not going to believe this, Joyzy. I kid you not. Vav Yud. Because the Jews, 100 years ago, went down, the Greeners, they called the Joyzy. They still write down Joyzy. And again, you can't change it. I write down Jersey. Right, an iron race, not a Vav Yud race. That's how I write it. Okay, but I'm just saying, I'm not writing Gittin, I'm only writing Ksubas. Anyway, Rabosai, we mentioned that in a get, they write down the rivers. We don't write down rivers anymore. Not in Ksubas. We don't do it. Other names, I told you, we can't just mention, but names, we don't do it anymore either. Just the regular name. You need not write the neighborhood, the borough. I have a beautiful tshuva here from Avchaim Fischel Epstein, who was the chief rabbi of St. Louis. And I have a soft spot because my wife's from St. Louis. She went to the Avchaim Fischel Epstein Academy. His name is the chief rabbi. He was very close to the Talmud Chacham. And here in this typical Divrei Mishpat, Chelek Beis, they have a beautiful tshuva he wrote to Boston. Yeah, to Boston. Amazing tshuva. Unbelievable. I don't know when it was written. It was written, doesn't say when, but in Boston there was a suburb called Roxbury. The Jews moved to Roxbury. That's where the Rav lived before he moved to Brooklyn. And they never did it get there. Now that they get there for the first time, he wrote down Boston. Didn't say Roxbury. So this rabbi, I mean Klatska in Boston, wanted to pass on the get. He says, no, the get is kosher. The get is kosher. It's a Rashi. Yeah. It's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin? Yeah. Rashi in Sanhedrin says that there was a... let me find the Gemara. Just for a second. I'll finish with Shem in 5 minutes. Okay, I'm sorry for the overtime, but I want to finish a little bit. Adrian. Adrian. Okay, it's discussed over here what happened. Shechem. Shechem is a bad place. A lot of bad things happen in Shechem. It talks about various things that we know in Torah and Shechem. Let's go straight to Rashi, and it'll save us some time. What happened in Shechem? They sold Yosef in Shechem. The Shechem Ochu is Yosef. The Chziv. Halo Achicha Rohan, Archecha Rohan B'Shechem. But didn't sell in Shechem. Where they were? In Dosan, right? Pashto Pashto Chomish. But Dosan the Chziv B'Kro. Hanu Kvar HaSonach the Shechem. V'nikwes al shem shchem. I like that. Kiyas and Rashi Tanedim. If Dosan, right? V'yelech Dosoino, and that's what they sold them. If it's close enough to Shechem, it's called Shechem. Fine. It's a whole tumult about Krakow. Because they wrote these Jews used to write down a city called Kazmir, not Krakow. And he explains in the same tshuva, because historically there were two separate cities originally. The Jews lived in Kazmir, wrote down Kazmir. Even though they became one, they still ran on Kazmir. But otherwise they would have called it Krakow, because Krakow was the big city. The big city. Very, very important to understand the big city.
Paris and the park.
Yeah.
Could be written New York.
In theory, all of New York will be New York. We traditionally write on Staten Island, we write on Brooklyn, we write on Queens. The best borough to write on New York would be the Bronx. In Gittin, they write on New York and the Bronx. Because the Bronx historically was part of a part of New York.
Not Manhattan?
No one has ever writes Manhattan. They write on New York.
Oh, so it's always New York.
New York and Manhattan, and even in the Bronx, and again, they write on New York. We're gutsy, we write on Bronx, and so they write on New York. And again, in the Bronx, they write on New York. Different than Brooklyn and Queens and Staten Island, because they came later, historically. Bronx is part of New York earlier, so somehow or other, that was 100 years ago, and it remained the same. You know, so you don't change things again.
Does it based on what the Jews refer to the city, or is it what?
Jews use the Jewish name. Sometimes Goyish name is Jewish, and you write them the Jewish name, as a rule. What does Medina mean? We think Medina means a country, a state. No. Medina in halakhic terms means a big city. Again, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Next. Gittin Abdal, Medina is a large city. And that's why, Rabbi Osai, the Kol Mevasos opposed, even though it's a big Tiyani, don't write down Medina Yisrael. Because it's not true. It's a modern term. The word Medina in old days was ear of ear, Medina, Medina. You read about in Megillah and in the Mesach. Gittin Abdal, it means a large, you don't have to write an Eretz Yisrael either. You write the Yerushalayim, you write in Tel Aviv. It's good enough. And the old Ksubas had the Medinas America Tzfonis. All the old Ksubas. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. If you take it out, I don't know, some old fashioned text, people still saying it. And the state of North America, it's not ridiculous. It's not the United States, not all North America. What about Canada and Mexico? The whole thing is ridiculous. So I made a mistake 100 years ago. It's still many Ksubas. People still reading it. Cringe. Medinas America Tzfonis. Ridiculous. If you make a mistake in the place, some say it's possible. The actual case of Ben Zion Abishol case. There was a hall in Ramat Gan on the street next to Bnei Brak, and the Yidden think it's part of Bnei Brak because the former Yidden lived there. And they went to Bnei Brak. He passed the tzuvim. It's in Ramat Gan. It's near Bnei Brak. Yeah, but you didn't write it's near Bnei Brak. Here they made a mistake. Not the deal with it. You call it. Pikesville, you everyone calls it Baltimore. That's not a mistake. You know it's Pikes, you call it Baltimore anyway. Here, the guy thought it was really in Bnei Brak. It was across the street from Jabotinsky, if you know the geography, and it was really in Ramat Gan, he passed the Ksuba. And with this, what do you do at the atrium? My wife and I approved to make 5 weddings in the atrium. Where is the atrium? It's in Spring Valley. No, it's in Spring Valley. When you go on Route 59, you'll see, you go right, Mamish, as soon as you pass the atrium, you're coming, going west, it'll say Muncie. If you're going east, right before the atrium, it'll say Spring Valley. One of our most distinguished Rosh Yeshiva, I'll say his name, Rabbi Konigsberg Shlita, was married in the atrium, his wife's from Muncie. and his grandfather, Zal Rav Shachman, wrote the Ksuba, and he wrote down Muncie. And somebody whispered in his ear, this is not Muncie, it's Spring Valley. He went to his car, this old seasoned rabbi, took out a new Ksuba, filled it out again at Spring Valley, and the wedding was delayed an extra 10 minutes, whatever it was, because he wanted to get it right. Rav Leibish Landis and Shlita, one of the Gedolei Hadarim of Muncie, told me, and he thinks that in a pinch, it would be kosher. And even though it really is technically a mistake, it's over the border, but Munti has become known, there's also Suffern, Ramapo, Munti, everything's called Munti now. New Hempstead, I don't know those names. I see the Munti, the Spash, you know, it's all called Greater Munti in people's minds. He also told me something fascinating, that although the border, what you see on the road, has it in the Spring Valley side, could be different boards with respect to taxes, with respect to the water bill, with respect to the municipality. It's a little ambiguous even there. He thinks that better tackle Spring Valley, but much will be kosher. I wish you all a good shabbat. Again, apologize for being late. Please, you end up saying, I shir. Wish you on Sunday will be a shir shalom, it's out of the shrine. I want to advance one on Tuesday, shir is at 9 o'clock in the morning. So keep put it on the calendar. Tuesday, 9 a.m. Okay? Good.